Film production tax breaks were once available in nearly every state, but a recent survey by the National Conference of State Legislatures found 13 states have scrapped theirs in recent years. In Ohio, though, it's a different story. There's talk of increasing film incentives, and local schools are even taking steps to build the region's production workforce. IdeaStream's Adrian Ma explains.
Tyra Cheney loves movies. Like, really loves them.
I love the dialogue. I love the production. I love every single thing about it.
Ask the 19-year-old about her favorite films, and she'll offer an appreciation of everything from Animal House to obscure German drama.
It's really disgusting, but it's very beautiful and clean.
She says she's read over a dozen books about movie making and hopes to work in the industry someday. But she's never actually worked on a movie set until now. Cheney is running down the halls of Cuyahoga Community College in Parma, where a short film is being shot. It's part of a class called the 5-Week Motion Picture Intensive, and the goal is to expose students to the essential, if less glamorous, aspects of filmmaking, like lighting and sound recording. Today, Cheney's in charge of managing props, and she's just realized that one of the key items for the next scene is not on set.
Okay, I've made a slight faux pas, but it's okay. I just have to keep running.
This class isn't just about helping students get a foot on the showbiz ladder, though. It's also aimed at addressing a weak spot in the city's production economy. David Wayne is a writer-director based in Los Angeles, but he's originally from Shaker Heights.
There's a certain minimum standard of training and skill level that crew people need to have in order to do their job. And most of those people don't live in Cleveland.
He says producers often prefer to hire locals because it's cheaper than flying out a crew. So if Cleveland's going to grow as a production destination, that crew base needs to grow with it.
So this is the main entrance here.
One person looking to help fill that talent pool is Frederick Leahy. He heads up Cleveland State University's brand new School of Film and Media Arts. It recently started construction on a 36,000-square-foot campus downtown.
And right over here is Studio B, which will be a broadcast studio.
When it's done, he says the space will be tricked out with high-end production facilities.
Sound stages, ADR, Foley, motion capture.
The state's kicking in about $7.5 million to help launch the school. And Leahy says it's a worthy investment. With studios and streaming services sinking billions into new content, he says it's a chance for the region to diversify its economy.
Creative content is what there is a market for. And it's not the same as building cars, but you don't need big smelters for creative content.
But it's not clear how much of that content will come here. According to the Greater Cleveland Film Commission, only 8 productions shot in this area last year. 2 of those were commercials, and another was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
We're all going to Cleveland!
Wait, are you guys so,
so what gives? The Film Commission's Ivan Schwartz says,
we're held hostage by the low incentive.
Schwartz has been lobbying state lawmakers to raise the cap on film incentives from the current $40 million a year to $100 million. He says he's also talking to private developers about building a studio complex near downtown, a place where big projects can come and shoot year-round. Anthony Russo, who's a filmmaker and Cleveland native, says he likes the idea.
There's a lot of strong regional film production centers, and it's like there's no reason why Cleveland can't be one of them.
Although Russo shot his last 3 movies in Atlanta, he says he'd gladly move production up north if the infrastructure were here. Back at Tri-C, Tyra is halfway through a 12-hour production day. She says working on a film set for the first time has been both exhausting and yet kind of exhilarating.
Like running a marathon. And then, imagine winning an Oscar.
And when I ask her what's next for her, she says she's heard about a production assistant gig in New York. So, if she can't find work around here, she may pick up and leave.
Good, cut, print that.
Good, cutting.
Adrian Ma, 90.3.